Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, the great radio stations across America and across the Caribbean. And thank you very much, AM 1000, for carrying our show down there and around the world via the Internet and also on the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country, and also to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, all those roughnecks working the oil rigs up there in Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, to the Aramco guys and gals over there in Saudi Arabia, as well as our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, flippers would be remorse. Here we go. It's Ron Edwards.
Good morning, Captain.
And that's for Flip. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Well, I want you to listen to your favorite Kamala Harris from California, and listen to what she had to say about the acquittal and how it's not a fair trial. Listen to this nonsense.
Now let's talk about this in the context of the issue that is before us. There have been three impeachments of a president of the United States in the over two centuries of our history. This is the most serious in terms of the charges. Underlying the concerns of the framers of our Constitution, of which we all took an oath, many of us many times took that oath, to protect and defend that United States Constitution. The most serious concern our framers and founders had is that there would be foreign entanglement in our government, in our democracy, in our republic, in our elections. And that is the basis of Article 1 of the impeachment of Donald Trump. Is it not right, if we are going to honor our oath, much less these fancy lapel pins that everybody walks around here wearing, that we would fight for the integrity of this process and that we would receive evidence that we know is available?
All right, I'm going to stop it right there. And you know why? Because we've had three impeachment trials, correct?
Yeah.
And we've heard the comments. So wait a minute. You've heard the comments about, well, there's been documents and witnesses with all these trials and we're not having them now. Really? Do you know something that I know? Do you know about the first one we had with Andrew Johnson where they did not have a single witness? Yeah, they had documents, but in 3 days it was over and done with.
Yeah, absolutely. And they said enough of that madness.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, where did she go to school? Someone needs to send her to Hillsdale to get
Hey, she was the Attorney General of the state of California.
Well, that
besides fits. Being Willie Brown's girlfriend.
That fits. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
and by the way, he was married, but I won't go there.
But,
you like
anyway,
that, huh?
Yeah, that's it's true though. It's all true, but
that's
it's
right.
Very funny. Man, when you have elected officials that are that stupid, that just espouse these lies like this, and talk about entanglements, talk about twisting the term, and what the founding fathers really meant when they talked about that, just to make her garbage political point. I mean, how cheap that is.
Then you've got the wicked witch of the wicked witch of the West herself, Nancy Pelosi, coming out, and she's blasted everybody that's a GOP senator, saying, "Well, you've rejected more witnesses, and you know you're all complicit in this Trump cover-up." Really? The only cover-up is what they're doing, because who started all of this? It was Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And who got into Ukraine and made billions of dollars? Joe Biden and company.
Well, it's their fault that they didn't have enough witnesses and whatever, because they're the ones who started all this, and they should have done their job before it went to the Senate, by the way. If they wanted all these witnesses, it was their job to call all the witnesses they wanted. They didn't do that. They thought they had the Trumpster down for the count. They didn't, so they wanted to try to browbeat the Senate into doing their job. So, game over.
Well, you're absolutely right, and unfortunately, in the circumstances in which we live, we easily can find the proof of the truth, because it's there if you want to go look for it. And the Democrats are just trying to throw everything up there to see what's going to stick, and unfortunately, what they're throwing up there, Saul Alinsky's a.k.a. rule number 11, okay, tell a lie, and basically what it says is tell a lie long enough, and pretty soon it'll become the truth.
Yeah, well, that's see, they're depending upon the incurably ignorant masses, and that's what the role that the government school system has been playing. That's why you saw a poll again yesterday stating that 75% of the people wanted more witnesses or whatever. That's only because people are, they don't know, and they don't know.
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait. I don't know what poll they were looking at, but it wasn't the ones I was looking at.
Yeah, they showed it on.
I've got a real clear politics average right here, and it doesn't show that, the average of all the polls that are done.
It showed it. I was watching Fox.
Yeah, I know.
But
it was a Fox poll, but they loaded it up for something. Okay, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition. And, unbelievable. I mean, everything they're accusing the Republicans of doing, they have done themselves. Believe it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. When a president makes a proclamation involving our national security, I would think that failure to follow through would garner more negative feedback than our current president who fulfills campaign promises. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. In 2006, Barack Hussein Obama plainly stated, quote, those who enter our country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law. And because we live in an age where terrorists are challenging our borders, we cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, and unchecked. Americans are right to demand better border security and better enforcement of the immigration laws. Of course, many of us knew then, and everyone is aware now, that former President Obama never intended to bolster our national security. Yet the media and their co-workers of destruction in the Democrat Party have tried every trick imaginable to destroy President Trump, because he actually has made progress in securing our borders, with a new wall being built and getting Mexico to help prevent caravans from pouring into our republic. I certainly wish that we could impeach the Democrats for such an offense. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.talkspot.com for news updates. and other great stuff.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Check them out by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and take advantage of the 1995 three-week quick start plan right away. Because if you're suffering from nagging pain of any type, if you've got arthritis like many of us do, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, this will help you. It's not narcotic. It's all natural. The ingredients in it are good for you. And again, $19.95 is what it takes to get started on the 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. I've been taking it for 3 years and 10 months. It works for me, and hopefully it'll work for you too. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Yes, sir, sir.
Hello there.
Now, the president said he's going to create a new post. It's not a cabinet position, but it's like maybe a czar position or something like that, focusing on human trafficking, which is something that's really big and really out of control in many areas of the country. Now, it's a problem here in the Tampa Bay area along I-4, and a lot of underage girls, especially Latinas and whatnot, get caught up in that. I don't know how that happens, but they get sold into this bondage, if you will, by families and whatnot that need money or whatever the situation may be. I've heard all kinds of stories, as have you. And, of course, now we've got the Super Bowl down in Miami, and there's a big, and I mean a big, task force down there looking for this down there. And apparently it's hit the streets in Miami pretty hard right now, too.
Yes, it's a national catastrophe, Captain. And whenever you have huge events like the Super Bowl or events even here in Michigan, which is also a big gateway for human trafficking, you have to really watch out because people can get just snatched up. Even when you go to the mall, women have to be very, very careful, especially if there's a van nearby or something like that. And
yep.
People have to be very aware of their surroundings. Don't let your young ladies out by themselves. People have to be aware of their surroundings and just be very careful. I thank God the president is really clamping down on this situation. And this is, I think, the greatest amount of human trafficking in world history. This is a horrible problem, and I think we've got a president that we're going to finally get something done about it.
We have another problem right now, and it's a worldwide problem. The World Health Organization came out and didn't declare a state of emergency, but raised the alert, if you will, on the coronavirus. In the meantime, the United States has dubbed the virus health scare an emergency, and the president is now officially barred foreign nationals who pose a risk coming from any of the countries on the list where this coronavirus has been reported.
Absolutely, and thank God he's done that. You know, China, I don't know what they're doing over there, right or wrong, but it's a horrible situation, and it's potentially could even affect potentially the economy. Many people are concerned now that because of the horrible situation over there, it could kind of tamp down the buying that China was going to be doing as far as American farmers. And it's really going to be affecting a lot of things if we don't hurry up and get this thing dealt with. Some people there, actually, there's a bit of good news. Some people have recovered from it, and so we know that it can be recovered from, and that as we quarantine people and don't allow everyone to travel about, I think this thing can be gotten rid of or greatly reduced in sometime this year.
Now, here's the latest wherewithal that's been thrown out there by the Democrats. This is Senator Sherrod Brown, and this is the new spin to them losing their vote on witnesses.
Not done behind closed doors. These proceedings have already made it clear what dangerous behavior we condone if we acquit the president. I've spoken to lots of Republicans, as my colleagues have, talking to them about this. We know what they say about this president in private. We know the fear in their eyes about voting against this president. We also know that when I talk to my colleagues, the one question I've asked most of them as Republican colleagues is, if we acquit this president, what's to stop him from doing something worse? He will be unhinged. He's a vengeful man. He's angry. He will engage in even more reckless foreign policy. He will be more likely to try to steal the 2020 election.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there, because Sherrod Brown is a moron and doesn't quite understand what's going on in America today. By the way, we have a question here from, I believe it's from Mel in Saratoga Springs. Mel, is that you up there in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, right here in Saratoga Springs. Captain,
okay, what's on, Mel?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, here we go with the Democrats with their second play here. They're going to start acting like a bunch of schoolyard cry bullies.
Yep.
And try to say that everything was played against them. They've had the rule, they had the game in their court for who knows how long, and now all of a sudden again, oh, it wasn't fair. Like going back to Kamala Harris.
Mel, they made up their own rules.
Right. And this president and the United States, the 63 million Americans plus Americans who voted for this president, beat them at their own game. You know, they had nothing. They come up with this bogus, these bogus charges, and they're their own worst enemy. The Democrat Party, if they keep it up, they're going to hit. If it's a fight they want, it's a fight they'll get.
You bet.
They'd be darn glad when it's over with.
Thanks, Mel. All right.
Care.
And Mel is spot on there, Ron.
Good call. Well, what you're witnessing with this situation with the Democrats, it's globalism against Americanism.
Yeah.
The Democrats have gone to Nutsville because this president puts America first, and that's what he stands for. He said to the world, I am president of the United States. I'm here to represent the United States, not the world. And the Democrats, I hate to say this, it's a shame because they are elected officials by the American people, are more representative of globalist concerns and things that go against our country. And this is what it's really boiling down to. If you get everything out the way, this is what we're dealing with. The Democrats are very dangerous.
Yep.
They're dangerous. And Sherrod Brown, you're right, he is a moron. He's from Ohio. I'm ashamed to say that.
Yeah, I know.
And he's an evil moron, too.
Mm-hmm.
The man is he's a straight-up liar, just like Nasty Pelosi and the rest of them.
Now, we had somebody at Mar-a-Lago yesterday that drove through the first checkpoint going into Mar-a-Lago and then sped through the second one. Shots were fired at it to stop the car. They did get out of the car, and they arrested one woman for sure, and I guess they'll let another one go. But the one woman they arrested, she had a Bernie sticker on the back of her car, and she was an avid Bernie supporter, and she had a lot of choice things to say about the president. Now, this is what we're dealing with right now, totally unhinged people from the left who are capable of doing a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah, well, you remember the video of Bernie supporters.
I do.
Promoting violence and things of that nature.
And we had Antifa, as they say it was Antifa, although Denise Simon says it was somebody different, that big protest at Penn Station in Grand Central last night.
Oh, yeah.
That literally shut down the trains, and people trying to go home, trying to get through the crowd, trying to get to where they were going, they were manhandled, pushed, and shoved around.
Now, they had a good mayor up there like Giuliani, that wouldn't be going on. So,
because the police wanted to do something, and they were told to basically back off. Okay, we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye now.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And when we come back, we have a military and veterans news segment to do. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back right after the message is coming up, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we stroll across the radio airwaves.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate voted not to call witnesses in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, ushering in the final phase of the proceedings with an all but assured acquittal next Wednesday. Chief Justice John Roberts announced the vote.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, called the failed motion to call witnesses a grand tragedy. The Trump administration is expanding its travel ban by restricting travel from six additional countries, citing security risk, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Eritrea, Kyrgyzstan, Myanmar, Nigeria, Sudan, and Tanzania joined seven other nations, five with Muslim majorities, that were already part of the Trump administration travel ban announced in 2017. All of the newly named countries have a Muslim population of over 35%. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you, and you can find them online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu to find out more information, and right after this, we'll tell you more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston, and the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, I would strongly suggest anyone that's interested in a career, long-term career, as a certified aviation maintenance tech, paying around $60,000 a year or more the first year, because we're talking about, first of all, that $60,000 comes up with the latest numbers based on a 40-hour week, I might add. But if you want to work more, you can make a lot more than that. It's very simple. And there is a demand and a shortage of certified aviation maintenance technicians right now across the country. So there are two campuses, the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, in Tampa Bay, are available for you to come and visit. Now, check them out online, first of all, by going to naa.edu, see what they're all about. That's naa.edu. Then after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at the campus that's the closest to you. Tell them the captain sent you, because you'll get the white gloves treatment when you do. Now, the United States is expanding our troops and fighter jet presence in Saudi Arabia because of the looming threat still from Iran. Iran is still talking tough. Whether or not they're actually going to back up their talk with any actions is another story. But Saudi Arabia, who is paying for our troops to be there, it's not like we're there just because we're there. They're paying to have us there, and it's in the billions of dollars. Our presence there has grown steadily to where right now it's about 2,500 to maybe as much as 3,000 troops. Now, we're talking about the Prince Sultan Air Base, the big air base that was there in Saudi Arabia that we used during Gulf War I and, of course, the war in Iraq. We used it extensively, and we had left and pretty much mothballed the base, but we're back. And we're back with a lot of planes and a lot of troops. So we'll see what happens. Now, our four-star general, John Hayden, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that he hopes to see significant improvement this year on loosening classification standards and the infamously over-classified Pentagon, where they sometimes put a secret classification on something which doesn't need to be secret and so on. We'll see how that works out. By the way, you probably heard us talk earlier about the charter flight that brought the 210 evacuees from Wuhan, China, back to the United States. It landed at March Air Reserve Base in Riverside County, California, home of the California Air National Guard, so its passengers could be safely screened for the coronavirus. They're there for 14 days before they can leave the base, and we'll see if anybody comes down with the virus while they're there. That will give us a much better idea of what we're in store for, because we now know the virus is being contracted person to person, not just by animals, but person to person. To person, because there's cases of that right now. Also, a squad leader who was sentenced to life in prison for his role in the murders of three unarmed Afghans a decade ago has filed a lawsuit in federal court to have his convictions vacated. Don't know what will happen, but we'll keep you informed. And the airmen that were killed in the Afghanistan crash, remember the E-11A crash that they had in Afghanistan along the Pakistani border in the Ghazni province, where they've been identified. Lieutenant Colonel Paul K. Voss and Captain Ryan S. Fanouf were the two individuals. And our thoughts and prayers go out to their families and their compadres. By the way, an extremist violence is growing across Africa at a time when the United States is considering reducing its military presence on the continent. Now, that's a move that worries its international partners who are working to strengthen the fight against the tumultuous Sahel region, which is where you have Boko Haram, you have Al-Shabaab, you have elements of Al-Qaeda, you have elements of ISIS, all in that region. Of course, in Yemen, you got the Houthis. And this may not be the right time for us to be thinking about moving out. Now, Korean nationals are receiving notices in Korea from their that they could be furloughed from their jobs at the U.S. bases there starting April the 1st. We're having a problem, apparently, with the Republic of Korea, who can't seem to hash out a host nation support agreement to offset the stationing costs of more than 28,000 U.S. troops. Again, the president is asking Korea to pony up more money for us being there. If we're going to protect him, then he wants the United States to be paid. And I don't have any problem with that at all. I think it's a great idea. By the way, the army leaders in Europe have been hammering away at improving and reintroducing long-range precision fires in recent years. But until this week, a European-based unit hadn't carried out a live fire exercise in the space since 2004. Well, guess what? This week, they did. Big time. Big time. Along with some of our allies there in Europe, members of NATO. Now, a U.S. Navy acting Secretary of the Navy is saying that the Navy is going to start lobbying Congress to rethink the law requiring to have only 12 aircraft carriers in its arsenal. Reason being is probably the lily pad strategy that they're now using, compliments of Lieutenant General Tom McInerney and Major General Paul Vallely, my former commander in Vietnam, who came up with a lily pad strategy where we put a couple thousand thereabouts Marines and Special Forces units on these carriers and steam them out to different stations around the world. And if something springs up, you send them in to do whatever, and then you bring them back out. You don't sit there. You don't nation build. You don't nothing. You just use them for the task at hand. And we'll see how that works. By the way, there was a television show this week called The Antiques Roadshow. And they had a guest from North Dakota who actually fell on the floor when he found out the current value of a Rolex watch he purchased while serving in the military more than four decades ago was worth well over $100,000. I saw the clip and saw him do it. Unbelievable, huh? By the way, a U.S. Marine Corps pilot just made history as the first to surpass the 1,000 flight hours in the F-35B Joint Strike Fighter. That is quite a little accomplishment for that aircraft in such a short time. Now, a flood of new initiatives to help recently separated service members find post-military employment may be overwhelming some veterans in their job services, but when in doubt, pick up the newspaper. When in doubt. And found out that in the latest turn of a dramatic and winding court saga, a naval appeals court has released a split decision finding that a Navy retiree was properly court-martialed and convicted for a crime he committed after he left active duty. Wow. How about that? All righty. We're coming back. I'm going to take a look at our next Truckers Highway and Byway report before we get up into Denise Simon and her segment coming up in hour number 3. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that
by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Boogie tune called Raise Radio. Little song said Les Lane goes like this. Come on, baby.
sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right peak, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio, this is on my dad's. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's Ray Carlisle. He's doing a little Rooster Cruising. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And that's the way we start out the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right now. Brought to you by our good friends at your local Pilot Travel Center and our Flying J Truck Stop. Now, we've got some weather out there, and our buddy out there, Richard of Marine in Oregon, is going to be in some of it. He says he's got his boat, so he's ready. But you might need a snowplow, too, Richard, depending on what's going to go on here, because there is some snow in the forecast out by you as well. Now, heavy rain with the threat of flooding will continue over the Pacific Northwest this weekend with very strong winds, which also may down trees, power lines, and cause power outages. Now, in the mountains, especially the Cascades, heavy mountain snow is expected over portions of the Cascades and the Rockies and over the southeastern United States, including southern Florida. There'll be some severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds, isolated tornadoes, and, of course, heavy rainfall, too. Now, it is entirely possible with the weather that's out there right now, the western part of Florida, showers in the mix, winds in the mix as well. Things are going to get a little windier. The eastern part of Florida, including Super Bowl Sunday, there's about a 30% chance of rain on Super Bowl Sunday down there in Miami. So that could get interesting. But it beats snow, I guess, if you're from Kansas City, right? So there you go, because they had some really bad weather that they've been playing in. Now let's go to the northwest. Washington State, rain around Seattle. Mixed precipitation in the higher elevations, rain and some fog mix south of Seattle going down towards Oregon, Oregon state line right now. Got a little bit of wind down there in the area. However, the Hood River Valley, wind there, wind in eastern Washington State tonight. You've got snow on I-5 along Medford for about 50 miles north up into Oregon. It kind of ends right there at the California line. But there's some high winds now in the mountains of California, whipping around as there is another system down below. Looks like it's wanting to come in too, in California, and the winds extend all the way down to the Mexican border and over inland into California too with some strong wind gusts. Now, up in, Montana, Idaho, you're looking pretty good, except for one little area, and I'll tell you about it in a minute. Up in Montana, you've got a lot of wind up there tonight, and you've got a winter storm warning, right now for the central part of Montana. So keep that in mind as you conjure along through the night and the daytime there. You also have a winter storm watch for the northeastern corner of Idaho and for most of Wyoming today, as there is snow headed in the direction of Wyoming. You guys on the rigs there, some of you will have to deal with that. There's also some winds up in the northwestern part of Wyoming. Some of them are pretty strong, 35, 40 mile an hour gusts. You've got snow right now in Nevada, pretty much all the way across I-80 to the Utah line from just east of Reno down south of the mountain there and going straight across. And the central part of Nevada tonight, you've got a general snow going on there. You've got a winter storm watch across most of Utah. High winds in the eastern part of Utah going over to Colorado until about I-70, and then it lets up. There you go. And in Nebraska tonight, you've got an area of winds there in the western part of Nebraska. In Iowa, you've got a lot of fog from about Des Moines straight south to the Missouri line and all the way over to Wisconsin and Illinois, where there's some high winds tonight. Gusts 25 to 30 miles an hour, the eastern part of Wisconsin and the northeastern corner of Illinois to include Chicago. and then coming back down towards North Carolina, in the mountains of North Carolina. You've got some winds. You've also got some rain in the North Carolina mountains tonight there, up around, it looks like around Hickory, and some fog up in southeastern Pennsylvania to include Philadelphia and Allentown and over towards Jersey around Trenton, and winds along the coastal sections of Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina from the system that's sitting off the East Coast. It's now starting to go out to sea, but it's also got some rip currents in it as well. And both these, about the western part of Florida around the Gulf and the eastern part of Florida, all the way down around to Miami, you've got some conditions there favorable for some rain showers and whatnot. We just told you about that. And then one little more area, one little area in addition, Mobile, Alabama, over to, well, about Milton, Florida. You've got an area there where you could have some interesting weather tonight. So be advised. Now, coming up, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, but before I get to that, I got to tell you that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at your Pilot Travel Center and your Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They got some really good services in them, and for those of you that have stopped by the Pilots or the Flying J's, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All righty, let's drift on over here to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What happened in New York last night? Because every major news agency was calling them Antifa, and you said, no, they weren't.
No, they're not. If you look very carefully, they didn't have on all black. They didn't have their faces covered.
I saw a few that did, but it wasn't that many.
Okay. Well, yeah. For the most part, mm-hmm. they do not have their faces covered at all.
Mm-hmm.
This is called, this event yesterday was called J31, FPP3 on J31. This is from an organization called Decolonize This Place, D-T-P, Decolonize This Place.
Sounds like a George Soros organization.
So I have their manual, but they've done this before. This was just one that, you know, was scheduled for yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were both Penn Station and Grand Central too, right?
Yeah, a couple mm-hmm. of places. But they have done the Museum of Natural History. They did the Brooklyn Museum. They have done the Whitney Museum. And it's really kind of interesting because they're an activist group that's encompassing an awful lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
LGBTQ, mm-hmm. they're protesting for Gaza, meaning the Palestinians, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it was not Antifa. We like to just blame everything on Antifa, and I guess there's some reasons why to do that, but that in this case is not wasn't the case.
So basically, they tied up all the people that were going to hop on the trains to go home, right?
Well, yeah, that was their target
mm-hmm.
to do the train stations. But they what they're really saying is get rid of the police, get rid of fire.
Oh.
Yeah, all that.
Burn the city down. Okay, yeah. All right, boy. Definitely socialist to me, but anyway, what do I know? All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, and I'll guarantee you, if you do a little background in there, you'll find Soros money in there, because I went and looked to find out what Soros was involved in. I came up with 210 named located groups. How about that? Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Note.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.